Hello, this is Greg Strickland from Louisa Christian Church, and welcome to Real Faith Today. On behalf of our congregation, we hope that you are inspired by our music team and encouraged and challenged by today's message from our pastor, Vincent Klug.
One of my favorite things to eat is a T-bone steak, cooked on the grill, just a little bit of red in the middle. It hasn't been easy to not put T-bone steak in my shopping cart on my online order. We live in a time of shortages. Not just meat, but onions, garlic, disinfectant wipes, vitamin C thermometers. And the oddest of all, I still haven't figured out why, toilet paper. And that's just to name a few. We may miss those things, but we'll survive. We'll survive without them. But there is something that we have a shortage on that we cannot live without. No matter how much money you have, you can't buy it. And we tend to look for it in all the wrong places. There is a short supply of respect. There's just not enough respect to go around. Whether it's within the family, within the community, and definitely online. There's just not enough respect to go around. I don't know about you, but I feel like I don't ask a lot. One thing that I really ask of people is for common courtesy, you know, to be treated with respect. I try to respect other people, and I like to be respected myself. It's something really important. It's not just important to me. It's important to everyone I know. It's important to everyone I've ever met. Yeah. The soul was made for respect. It was made for a certain affirmation of our being. You know, God made us with this need. God put in us a God-shaped hole that only He can fill. And there's no place to get it but God. The Bible tells us that we have a need for glory. Welcome to our sermon series on the book of Philippians. We're on Philippians chapter 2. I'd like to read it for you. And this is the New International Version. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What really got my attention out of this scripture was verse 3 of chapter 2. The King James Version does an especially good job of translating this verse. It reads, "Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory." You see, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting to the issue of something we all share. We all share in a shortage. The literal Greek there for vain glory could also be translated empty glory. You see, we have an emptiness inside us. And Paul said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Let nothing be done motivated by the emptiness you have. As if he's saying, that's usually how we operate. That's usually how we do things. We're motivated through self-interest and through this need to be affirmed, to be recognized, to contribute, to be of value, to be noticed. Do you know the opposite of respect is contempt? I don't want to ever treat anyone with contempt. But sometimes I'm motivated by selfishness and I strive to be affirmed in all the wrong places. And I don't think I'm alone. I think we all strive to be respected by others. We need to feel that we matter. We all need to feel that we're honored, that we're acknowledged, that we're of worth, that we've made accomplishments. And we spend our lives trying to have those things so that we fill this emptiness that we need to fill. But nothing will fill it but glory. We say to ourselves, maybe if I only got promoted at work or succeeded in my career, then I'll be filled. Or maybe if I was thinner, oh, if I was only thinner or stronger or a better dresser, or if I only had more money, more power, then I would be filled. Then my life would be complete. Oh, if only I was married. Or if only I had kids. Or if only I had grandkids, then my life would be filled. Or maybe if only I was single. If only people knew that I was right. If only people knew that I was important. If only someone called me or visited me or contacted me. All of these things are a reflection of a reality that in our soul is an empty hole that's made for glory. All those things are a recognition of that hole. And frankly, trying to fill that hole with anything but God gets exhausting. The second we feel filled, it evaporates. We need it again, except next time we need more of it. It's like we're developing an immunity to whatever we filled us for that moment in time. It's got to have more, got to have more. It's like an addiction. Oh, this is huge. We have this hole. And because of this hole, we become self-absorbed and we treat others in ways that are not grace-oriented. I got an idea. Let's go to the place where we can get that need filled. Let's go to God. So Paul tells us where to start. He says, if you want to be filled, have the same attitude as Jesus. He was full of glory. He was in heaven at God's throne. Second person of the Trinity. Glory and worship and honor was everywhere. But the most unlikely thing would occur. He did not consider his equality with God as something he needed to hold on to. You see, he was filled so he could let go. He made himself nothing. He took the nature of a servant when he became one of us. And found in human likeness, he humbled himself all the way to submitting to the religious leaders, to submitting to the Romans, to submitting to death, and death in the most shameful way, death on a cross. Yeah, Jesus was filled. Jesus was full, and he emptied himself so that we who are empty could be filled. He came to give us glory, and there's a path to it, and Paul is showing us the way. You see, there's more than enough glory to go around. There's more than enough honor and respect to go around, but God has it. Will you go to him for it? Well, it's interesting in the section that we read today that what happened to Jesus after he went low and lower and lower, all the way to death on a cross, that humility and submission was rewarded by God. You see, God highly exalted him to the highest place, as we read, to the highest place. He gave him the name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. He is worthy to be praised. Every tongue will acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It begins with glory, it went to humility, and it goes back to glory. Jesus is in glory, the Father's in glory, and now it's for us to be filled. See, there's a path to being filled, and Jesus led the way. He broke in the trail. He even put in a banister to help us along. The banister I would consider, to keep with the analogy, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, there's a path for you. And that path involves making Jesus the Lord of your life. I wonder if there's people listening today that feel like they're far from God because of some sin in their life or some rebellion or some neglect. There's a shame or a sin that's keeping them from coming back to God. And I want you to know that the scripture is clear. God doesn't even know what you're talking about. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that sin is gone. It's gone as far as the east is from the west. Though it was filthy, it's as white as snow. There is no sinning you can do that's too much for the cross of Christ. There is none. The cross of Christ is too powerful. It's too magnificent. It's too glorious. No, the sin you're worried about isn't the one God's worried about. He doesn't even know it exists anymore. The sin God's worried about is the one that's keeping you from Him now. He wants you back. He wants you to be filled. He wants you to live, to have an abundant life, and He's offering it to you. But there is a path. It's about making Jesus your Lord. You know, Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5:6 that we should humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, and He will lift us up. This truth is not something new. Jesus said, to those who want to be exalted should humble themselves. To those who want to save their lives should lose their lives. There's a life for you. It's waiting for you. God has it. And you find it when you lay your life down. We touch God's grace when our knees hit the ground. Maybe you feel like you've sold your soul to the things of this world. Well, Jesus has traded in His life for yours, that He could have you back again.
A fortune lies beyond the stars, those dazzling heights too fast to climb. I got so high to fall so far, but I found heaven as love swept low.
Thank you.
hit the ground.
You know, the choice is really ours to make. It's really yours and it's really mine. Faith is, after all, a choice. You know, Scripture tells us that faith is an action word, and it starts now. Your faith starts now. You don't have to summon it. You don't have to find it somewhere you lost. You just have to decide what you're going to do. Yeah, faith is an action word that lives in the present tense. It's for you right now. What will you choose? See, Jesus just hasn't led the way of humility, of surrendering his life. He is the way. He has provided the way for us so that we who are selfish, we who struggle, we who have faults, can be made right with God by the cross of Christ. Now, Jesus hasn't just led the way. He's done that, but that's not all he's done. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Trust him for your salvation. Trust him to meet the needs of your heart. Remind yourself of the truth of the Scriptures. Get into your Bible. Pick it up again. Contact me if you need help. Email me. Whether the shortages continue or whether they end, whether there's a vaccine for the virus, or whether one isn't found. In the end, what really matters as we're drawing our last breath is that we let God have his way with us. That we humbled ourselves under the mighty hand of God, because he will lift us up. So no matter what you're going through, maybe you're going through a divorce, maybe you're going through a hard time, maybe you're alienated from your kids, maybe you're lonely as can be. Paul wrote in Romans 8:18 that all this suffering doesn't even compare to the glory that will be revealed in you. Glory, it's in you because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. All we have to do is live it. It's a choice. For our part, it's a choice. It's a choice to trust in Christ. And it's all based on grace. It's all about grace. God isn't up in heaven with a lightning bolt waiting for the next sinner to nail. No, he took the nails for us. So now he's in heaven with grace upon grace, waiting to give it to us. It's ours for the asking. Will you give your life to him? Will you become a vessel to receive all the grace of God? Oh, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now
No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, no matter how far from God you feel, God is only a prayer away. His grace is amazing. Grace is what when God gives us what we don't deserve, and God just doesn't give us what we don't deserve. He gives, and He gives more, and He gives more. Oh, how He loves us. Why don't you give your life to Him today? Please pray with me. Gracious Lord God, we come before You humbly, believing that if we humble ourselves under Your mighty power, in due time, You will lift us up to be with You in glory. Lord, we're sinners. We have needs. We are frail. We can be negative and selfish. We get caught up in the world and get lost, and we forget about You. But right now, Lord, we ask that You'd have us back, that we would finally be convinced in our heart of hearts that You're the only one who has what our heart needs. You're the only one with glory, and our hearts will never be satisfied until You fill them with Your approval, with Your love, and with Your glory. So we accept this free gift of salvation, and we say thank You. Thank You for life. Life here, life we find through humbling ourselves and dropping to our knees before You as our God and our Lord. Teach us what it means to be Your servants. Teach us what it means that You are our Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray for this virus. We pray for it to be stopped. We pray for a vaccine. We pray for those who are ill. We pray for those who are in harm's way, the essential workers, and especially nurses and doctors and EMTs. God, we lift up our country to You. We pray that we would come back to You as a people, as a nation, that we would find our true home once again, close to You. We pray for our churches, Lord. I pray that every church would be blessed, that You would bless each church and each pastor and congregation, guide them in the difficult decisions ahead. Protect those who are vulnerable. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name, the King of Kings, our Lord. Amen. And now we have a special song by Butch Duke and Eric Purcell entitled Peace in the Valley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh yeah. Well, the morning's so bright and the lamb in the light, and the night is as black as the sea. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley. Change from this creature that I am. Oh yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. Trouble I see, there will be peace in the valley for me.
On behalf of Louisa Christian Church, we hope that today's message inspired you and brought you closer to God. We thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, and we thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. We also wanted to give special thanks to Butch and Sharon Duke, Derek and Sarah Waller, Mike Clevenger, and Dana Klug for providing today's music. If you would like to find out more about Louisa Christian Church or sign up to receive our newsletter, please visit our website at louisachristianchurch.org. That's louisachristianchurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.